Figures of Speech, by E. W. Bullinger. Part 1. Figures involving omission. Affecting words, ellipses, or omission when a gap is purposely left in a sentence through the omission of some word or words. Absolute ellipses. Where the omitted word or words are to be supplied from the nature of the subject. Noun and pronouns, Genesis 14:19, 20. Psalm 21:12. Verbs and participles, Genesis 26, 7. Psalm 4, 2. Certain connected words in the same member of a passage, Genesis 25, 32. Matthew 25, 9. Called brachiology. A whole clause in a connected passage, Genesis 30, 27. 1 Timothy 1, 3:4. Relative ellipsis. Where the omitted word is to be supplied from a cognate word in the context, Psalm 76, 11. Where the omitted word is to be supplied from a related or contrary word, Genesis 33, 10. Psalm 7, 11. Where the omitted word is to be supplied from analogous or related words, Genesis 50, 23. Isaiah 38, 12. Where the omitted word is contained in another word, the one word comprising the two significations, Genesis 43, 33. Ellipsis of repetition. Simple. Where the ellipsis is to be supplied from a preceding or a succeeding clause, Genesis 1, 30. 2 Corinthians 6, 16. Complex. Where the two clauses are mutually involved, and the ellipsis in the former clause is to be supplied from the latter, and, at the same time, an ellipsis in the latter clause it be supplied from the former, Hebrews 12:20. Zermar. Or, unequal yoke when one verb is yoked onto two subjects, while grammatically a second verb is required. Protozeugma, or, anti-yoke or for-yoke, Genesis 4:20. 1 Timothy 4, 3. Mesozeugma, or, middle yoke, Luke 1, 64. Hyposeugma, or end yoke, Acts 4:27, 28. Signs eugmenon, or joined yoke, Exodus 20:18. Assigned a ton, or no ands, Mark 7:21-23. Luke 14:13. The usual conjunction is omitted, so that the point to be emphasized may be quickly reached and ended with an emphatic climax, compared to polysyndeton, and Luke 14:21. Aphoresis, or front cut, Jeremiah 22:24. The cutting off of a letter or syllable from the beginning of a word. Apotop, or end cut. Affecting the sense. Aposiopesis, or sudden silence it may be associated with, dash some great promise, Exodus 32:32. Anger and threatening, Genesis 3:22. Grief and complaint, Genesis 25, 22. Psalm 6, 3. Inquiry and deprecation, John 6, 62. Mere assist, or a belittling, Genesis 18, 27. Numbers 13, 33. A belittling of one thing to magnify another. Tapenosis, or demeaning, Genesis 27, 44. Romans 4, 19. The lessening of a thing in order to increase and intensify that same thing. Compare meiosis. Katabasis. Or, gradual descent. Philippians 2, 6-8. The opposite of anabasis. Used to emphasize humiliation, sorrow, etc. Syllogismus. Or, omission of the conclusion. 1 Samuel 17, 4-7. The conclusion, though implied, is unexpressed, in order to add emphasis to it. On thy mimar. Or, omission of premise, Matthew 27, 19. Where the conclusion is stated, and one or both of the premises are omitted. Part 2. Figures involving addition. Affecting words, repetition of letters and syllables, homo opropheron. Or, alliteration, Judges 5. The repetition of the same letter or syllable at commencement of successive words. Homo oteloton, or, like endings, Mark 12:30. The repetition of the same letters or syllables at the end of successive words. Used also of an omission in the text caused by such like endings, the scribes I going back to the latter of such similar words, instead of the former. See Joshua 2, 1. Homo opitio ton, or, like inflections, 2 Timothy 3, 2, 3. Similar endings arising from the same inflection of verbs, nouns, etc. This figure belongs peculiarly to the original languages. Peromo osis, or, like sounding inflections, Matthew 11, 17. The repetition of inflections similar in sound. Acrosticon, or, acrostic, Psalm 119. Repetition of the same or successive letters at the beginnings of words or clauses. The repetition of the same word epizeres, or, duplication, Genesis 22:11. Psalm 77, 16. The repetition of the same word in the same sense. Anapoare, or, like sentence beginnings, Deuteronomy 28, 3-6. The repetition of the same word at the beginning of successive sentences. Epinalepsis, or, resumption, 1 Corinthians 10:29. Philippians 1:24. The repetition of the same word after a break or parenthesis. Polis in single quote de ton, or, many ants, Genesis 22, 9:11. Joshua 7:24. Luke 14:21. The repetition of the word and at the beginning of successive clauses, each independent, important, and emphatic, with no climax at the end, compare eisen deton and Luke 14:13. Paradiastole, or, neithers and nors, Exodus 20:10. Romans 8:35, 38:39. The repetition of the disjunctives neither and nor, or, either and or. Epistrophe, or, like sentence endings, Genesis 13, 6. Psalm 24:10. The repetition of the same word or words at the end of successive sentences. Epibosa, or, epistrophe in argument, 2 Corinthians 11:22. The repetition of the same word or words at the end of successive sentences used in argument. Epinodiktosis, or, encircling, Genesis 9, 3. Psalm 27, 14. The repetition of the same word or words at the beginning and end of a sentence. Epidiplosis, or, double encircling, Psalm 47, 6. Repeated epinadiplosis, see above. Anadiplosis, or, like sentence endings and beginnings, Genesis 1, 1,2. Psalm 121, 1,2. The word or words concluding one sentence are repeated at the beginning of another. Climax, or, gradation, 2 Peter 1, 5-7. Anadiplosis repeated in successive sentences, see, anadiplosis, above. Emiesachia, or, beginning and middle repetition, Ecclesiastes 1, 2. The repetition of the same word or words at the beginning and middle of successive sentences. Emiesodiplosis, or, middle repetition, 2 Corinthians 4, 8:9. The repetition of the same word or words in the middle of successive sentences. Emiesoteroton, or, middle and end repetition, 2 Kings 19, 7. The repetition of the same word or words in the middle and at the end of successive sentences. Repetitio, or, repetition, 2 Chronicles 20:35-37. John 14, 1-4. Repetition of the same word or words irregularly in the same passage. Polyptoton, or, many inflections, the repetition of the same part of speech in different inflections. Verbs, Genesis 50, 24. 2 Kings 21, 13. Nouns and pronouns, Genesis 9, 25. Romans 11, 36. Adjectives, 2 Corinthians 9, 8. Antanaklasis, or, word clashing, and plokey, or, word folding, Jeremiah 34, 17. The repetition of the same word in a different sense, implying more than the first use of it. Synoseosis, or, cohabitation, Matthew 19:16, 17. The repetition of the same word in the same sentence with an extended meaning. Sibyllepsis 1, or Combination 2 Chronicles 31, 8. The repetition of the sense without the repetition of the word. The repetition of different words in a similar order, but same sense. Simplokei, or interwinning, 1 Corinthians 15:42-44. The repetition of different words and successive sentences in the same order, and the same sense. In a different order, but same sense. Epanodos, or inversion, Genesis 10:1-31. Isaiah 6:10. The repetition of the same word or words in an inverse order, the sense being unchanged. Antime tabula, or counterchange, Genesis 4:4-5. Isaiah 5:20. A word or words repeated in a reverse order, with the object of opposing them to one another. Similar in sound, but different in sense. Parigmenon, or derivation, Matthew 16:18. The repetition of words derived from the same root. Paronomasia, or rhyming words, Genesis 18:27. The repetition of words similar in sound, but not necessarily in sense. Parisce single quote cyst, or foreign paronomasia, Romans 15:4. The repetition of words similar in sound, but different in language. Different in sound, but similar in sense. Synonymia, or synonymous words, Proverbs 4:14-15. The repetition of words similar in sense, but different in sound and origin. Repeated negation, or many no's, John 10:28. The repetition of diverse negatives. The repetition of sentences and phrases, cycloidist, or circular repetition, Psalm 80:3-7:19. The repetition of the same phrase at regular intervals. Amobeon, or refrain, Psalm 136. The repetition of the same phrase at the end successive paragraphs. Gonotes, or combined repetition, Psalm 118:8-9. The repetition of two different phrases, one at the beginning, and the other at the end of successive paragraphs. Epibola, or overlaid repetition, Psalm 29:3-4, 5:7, 8:9. The repetition of the same phrase at irregular intervals. Synenthesis, or introverted repetition. The repetition of subjects, parallelism, or parallel lines. The repetition of similar, synonymous, or opposite thoughts or words in parallel or successive lines. Compare to correspondence. Simple synonymous, or gradational. When the lines are parallel in thought, and in the use of synonymous words, Genesis 4:23-24. Psalm 1:1. Simple antithetic, or opposite. When the words are contrasted in the two or more lines, being opposed in sense the one to the other, Proverbs 10:1. Simple synthetic, or constructive. When the parallelism consists only in the similar form of construction, Psalm 19:7-9. Complex alternate. When the lines are placed alternately, Genesis 19:25. Proverbs 24:19-20. Complex repeated alternation. The repetition of two parallel subjects in several lines, Isaiah 65:21-22. Complex extended alternation. Alternation extended so as to consist of three or more lines, Judges 10:17. Complex introversion. When the parallel lines are so placed that the first corresponds with the last, the second with the last but one, etc., Genesis 3:19. 2 Chronicles 32:7-8. Correspondence. This term is applied to repetition of a subject or subjects, which reappear in varying order, thus determining the structure of any portion of the sacred text. This correspondence is found in the following forms, -alternate. Where the subjects of the alternate members correspond with each other, either by way of similarity or contrast. Extended. Where there are two series, but each consisting of several members, Psalm 72:2-17. Psalm 132. Repeated. where there are more than two series of subjects, either consisting of two members each, Psalm 26, Psalm 145, or consisting of more than two members each, Psalm 24. Introverted. Where the first subject of the one series of members corresponds with the last subject of the second, Genesis 43:3-5, Leviticus 14:51-52. Complex or combined. Where both alternation and introversion are combined together in various ways, Exodus 20:8-11, Psalm 105. Affecting the sense, figures of rhetoric, repetio, or repetitum, 2 Chronicles 20:35-37. John 14:1-4. Repetition of the same word or words irregularly in the same passage. Prosopodosis. Or, detailing, John 16:8-11. A return to previous words or subjects for purposes of definition or explanation. Epitagesis, or, restatement. Epexegesis, or, fuller explaining. Exergasia, or working out, Zechariah 6:12-13. A repetition so as to work out or illustrate what has already been said. Epimoene, or, lingering, John 21:15-17. Repetition in order to dwell upon, for the sake of impressing. Hermeneia, or, interpretation, John 7:39. An explanation immediately following a statement to make it more clear. Batologia, or, vain repetition, 1 Kings 18:26. Not used by the Holy Spirit, only by man. Amplificationism, or, redundancy where what is said is, immediately after, put in another or opposite way to make it impossible for the sense to be missed. The figure may affect, 1, words, Genesis 16:8, or, 2, sentences, Genesis 1:20. Deuteronomy 32:6. Periphrasis, or, circumlocution, Genesis 20:16. Judges 5:10. When a description is used instead of the name. Hyperbola, or exaggeration, Genesis 41:47. Deuteronomy 1:28. When more is said than is literally meant. Anabasis, or, gradual ascent, Psalm 18:37-38. An increase of emphasis or sense in successive sentences. Katabasis, or, gradual descent, Philippians 2:6-8. The opposite of anabasis. Used to emphasize humiliation, sorrow, etc. Merismos, or, distribution, Romans 2:6-8. An enumeration of the parts of the whole which has been just previously mentioned. Synathrosmos, or, enumeration, 1 Timothy 4:1-3. The enumeration of the parts of the whole which has not been mentioned. Epitrochasmos, or summarizing, Hebrews 11:32. A running lightly over by way of summary. Diexodos, or, expansion, Jude 12:1-3. A lengthening out by copious exposition of facts. Epitheton, or, epithet, Genesis 21:16. Luke 22:41. The naming of a thing by describing it. Sign the ton, or, combination, Genesis 18:27. A placing together of two words by usage. Porismos, or, definition. Descriptio hypotyposis, or, word picture, Isaiah 5:26-30. Representation of objects or actions by words. Prosopographia, or, description of persons, Matthew 3:4. A vivid description of a person by detailed delineation. Effictio, or, word portrait, characterismos, or, description of character, ephopoia, or, description of manners, Isaiah 3:16. A description of a person's peculiarities as to manners, caprices, habits, etc. Pathopoia, or, pathos, Luke 19:41-42. The expression of feeling or emotion. Mimesis, or, description of sayings, Exodus 15:9. Used when the sayings and etc. of another are described or imitated by way of emphasis. Pramatographia, or description of actions, Joel 2:1-11. Chronographia, or description of time, John 10:22. The teaching of something important by mentioning the time of an occurrence. Peristasis, or description of circumstances, John 4:6. Proutimesis, or description of order, 1 Corinthians 15:5-8. The enumeration of things according to their places of honor or importance. Conclusio epicrisis, or judgment, John 12:33. A short sentence added at the end by way of an additional conclusion. Epitasis, or amplification, Exodus 3:19. Where a concluding sentence is added by way of increasing the emphasis. Anesis, or abating, 2 Kings 5:1. The addition of a concluding sentence which diminishes the effect of what has been said. Epipo any single quote ma, or exclamation, Psalm 135, 21. An exclamation at the conclusion of a sentence. Proekthesis, or justification, Matthew 12:12. A sentence added at the end by way of justification. Epidiarapeia, or qualification, Philippians 4:10. A sentence added at the end to heal, soften, mitigate, or modify what has been before said. Exemplum, or example, Luke 17:32. Concluding a sentence by employing an example. Symparasma, or concluding summary, Matthew 1:17. When what has been said is briefly summed up. Interpositio parenthesis, or parenthesis, 2 Peter 1:19. Insertion of a word or sentence, parenthetically, which is necessary to explain the context. Epitachon, or running along, Genesis 15:13. John 2:9. A sentence, not complete in itself, thrown in as an explanatory remark. A form of parenthesis, see below. Kataplocky, or sudden exclamation, Ezekiel 16:23. This name is given to a parenthesis when it takes the form of a sudden exclamation. Paramboli, or insertion, Philippians 3:18, 19. Insertion of a sentence between others which is independent and complete in itself. Interjectio, or interjection, Psalm 42, 2. Parenthetic addition by way of feeling. Ejaculatio, or ejaculation, Hosea 9:14. A parenthesis which consists of a short wish or prayer. Hypotemi single quote sis, or underestimating, Romans 3, 5. Parenthetic addition by way of apology or excuse. Anaeresis, or detraction. Ratiocinatio paradigesis, or a bileading. Sustentio, or suspense. Paralysis, or a passing by, Hebrews 11:32. When a wish is expressed to pass by a subject, which is, notwithstanding, briefly alluded by subsequently. Proslepsis, or assumption. Apophysis, or insinuation, Philemon 19. When, professing to suppress certain matters, the writer adds the insinuation negatively. Cataphasis, or affirmation. Astismos, or politeness. Part 3 Figures involving change. Affecting the meaning of words, knowledge, or exchange. Antemeria, or exchange of parts of speech. Antiptosis, or exchange of cases, Exodus 19, 6. Compare to 1 Peter 2, 9. One case is put for another case, the governing noun being used as the adjective instead of the noun in regimen. Heterosis, or exchange of accidents. Exchange of one voice, mood, tense, person, number, degree, or gender for another. Of forms and voices, 1 Peter 2, 6. Of moods, Genesis 20, 7. Exodus 20, 8. Of tenses, Genesis 23:11. Matthew 3:18. Of persons, Genesis 29, 27. Daniel 2:36. of adjectives, degree, and adverbs, 2 Timothy 1:18. Of nouns, number, adjectives, and pronouns, Genesis 3, 8. Hebrews 7, 7. Hypallergy, or, interchange, Genesis 10, 9. 1 Kings 17, 4. A word logically belonging to one connection is grammatically united with another. Metonymy, or, change of noun when one name or noun is used instead of another, to which it stands in a certain relation. Of the cause. When the cause is put for the effect, Genesis 23, 8. Luke 16, 29. Of the effect. When the effect is put for the cause producing it, Genesis 25, 23. Acts 1, 18. Of the subject. When the subject is put for something pertaining to it, Genesis 41, 13. Deuteronomy 28, 5. Of the adjunct. When something pertaining to the subject is put for the subject itself, Genesis 28, 22. Job 32, 7. Metalepsis. Or, double metonymy, Genesis 19, 8. Ecclesiastes 12, 6. Hosea 14, 2. Two metonymies, one contained in the other, but only one expressed. Synecdoche. Or, transfer the exchange of one idea for another associated idea. Of the genus. When the genus is put for the species, or universals for particulars, Genesis 6, 12. Matthew 3, 5. Of the species. When the species is put for the genus, or particulars for universals, Genesis 3, 19. Matthew 6, 11. Of the whole. When the whole is put for a part, Genesis 6, 12. Of the part. When a part is put for the whole, Genesis 3, 19. Matthew 27, 4. Hendiadys. Or, 2 for 1, Genesis 2, 9. Ephesians 6, 18. Two words used, but one thing meant. Hendiatrice. Or, 3 for 1, Daniel 3, 7. Three words used, but one thing meant. Catacrasis. Or, incongruity, one word used for another, contrary to the ordinary usage and meaning of it. Of two words, where the meanings are remotely akin, Leviticus 26, 30. Of two words, where the meanings are different, Exodus 5, 21. Of one word, where the Greek receives its real meaning by permutation from another language, Genesis 1, 5. Matthew 8, 6. Metallurgy. Or, a changing over, Hosea 4, 18. A different subject of thought substituted for the original subject. Antonomasia, or, name change, Genesis 31, 21. The putting of a proper name for an appellative or common noun, or the reverse. Euphemismos, or, euphemy, Genesis 15, 15. Where a pleasing expression is used for one that is unpleasant. Appliatio, or, adjournment antiphrasis, or, permutation, Genesis 3, 22. The use of a word or phrase in a sense opposite to its original signification. Affecting the arrangement and order of words, separate words, hyperbaton. Or, transposition, Romans 5, 8. The placing of a word out of its usual order in a sentence. Anastrophe. Or, arraignment, Acts 7, 48. The position of one word changed, so as to be out of its proper or usual place in a sentence. Syllepsis, 2. Or, change in concord, John 21, 12. A change in the grammatical concord in favor of a logical concord. TME single quote cis. Or, mid-cut, Ephesians 6, 8. A change by which one word is cut in two, and another word put in between. Sentences and phrases histron proton, or, the last, first. Histerologia. Or, the first last, Genesis 10 and 11. 2 Samuel 24. A prior mention of a subsequent event. Hysteresis. Or, subsequent narration, Genesis 31, 7, 8. Psalm 105, 8. When later record gives supplemental or new particulars, not inserted in the historical record. Simultaneum, or insertion, Revelation 16:13-16. A kind of historical parenthesis, an event being put out of its historical place between two others which are simultaneous. Antitheses, or contrast, Proverbs 50:17. A setting of one phrase in contrast with another. Enantiosis, or contraries, Luke 7:44-46. Affirmation or negation by contraries. Anacoluthon, or non-sequence, Genesis 35:3. Mark 11:32. A breaking off the sequence of thought. Affecting the application of words as to sense similar, or resemblance, Genesis 25:25. Matthew 7:24-27. A declaration that one thing resembles another. Compare metaphor, above. Synchresis, or repeated simile, Isaiah 32:2. Repetition of a number of resemblances. Metaphor or representation, Matthew 26:26. A declaration that one thing is or represents another, while simile resembles it, and hypocatastasis implies it. Hypocatastasis, or implication, Matthew 15:13-16:6. An implied resemblance or representation. Allegori, or continued comparison by representation, metaphor, Genesis 49:9. Galatians 4:22-24, and implication, hypocatastasis, Matthew 7:3-5. Teaching a truth about one thing by substituting another for it which is unlike it. Parabola, or parable, that is, continued simile, Luke 14:16-24. Comparison by continued resemblance. Apologue, or fable, paromia, or proverb, Genesis 10:9. 1 Samuel 10:12. A wayside saying in common use. Type, Romans 5:14. A figure or ensample of something future, and more or less prophetic, called the antitype. Symbol, Isaiah 22:22. A material object substituted for a moral, or spiritual truth. A.E. Ligatronimar. Or, dark saying, Genesis 49:10. Judges 14:14. A truth expressed in obscure language. Polyonymia. Or, many names, Genesis 26:34-35. 2 Kings 23:13. Persons or places mentioned under different names. Gnomi, or quotation, the citation of a well-known saying without quoting the author's name. Where the sense originally intended is preserved, though the words may vary, Matthew 26:31. Where the original sense is modified in the quotation or reference, Matthew 12:40. Where the sense is quite different from that which was first intended, Matthew 2:15. Where the words are from the Hebrew or from the Septuagint, Luke 4:18. Where the words are varied by omission, addition, or transposition, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Where the words are changed by a reading, or an inference, or in number, person, mood, or tense. Matthew 4:7. Where two or more citations are amalgamated, Matthew 21:13. Where quotations are from books other than the Bible, Acts 17:28. Kurionema accommodio anthropologia, or double meaning. Aironeia, or irony. The expression of thought in a form that naturally conveys its opposite. Divine irony. Where the speaker is divine, Genesis 3:22. Judges 10:14. Human irony. Where the speaker is a human being, Job 12:2. Perastic irony. By way of trying or testing, Genesis 22:2. Simulated irony. Where the words are used by man in dissimulation, Genesis 37:19. Matthew 27:40. Deceptive irony. Where words are clearly false as well as hypocritical, Genesis 3:4-5. Matthew 2:8. Antiphrases, or permutation, Genesis 3:22. the use of a word or phrase in a sense opposite to its original signification. Permutio. Sarcasmos ox y moron. Or wise folly. 1 Timothy 5, 6. A wise saying that seems foolish. Idioma. Or, idiom, the peculiar usage of words and phrases, as illustrated in the language peculiar to one nation or tribe, as opposed to other languages or dialects. Idiomatic usage of verbs. Genesis 42, 38. 1 John 1, 10. Special idiomatic usages of nouns and verbs. Genesis 33, 11. Jeremiah 15, 16. Idiomatic degrees of comparison. Luke 22, 15. Idiomatic use of prepositions. Luke 22, 49. Idiomatic use of numerals. Psalm 103, 2. Idiomatic forms of quotations. Psalm 109, 5. Idiomatic forms of question. Luke 22, 49. Idiomatic phrases. Genesis 6, 2, 4. Matthew 11, 25. Idioms arising from other figures of speech. See notes in margin. Gauges of usage of words in the Greek language. Genesis 43, 18. Matthew 5, 25. Changes of usage of words in the English language. Genesis 24, 21. 2 Kings 3, 9. As to persons prosopopoia, or personification, things represented as persons. The members of the human body. Genesis 48, 14. Psalm 35, 10. Animals. Genesis 9, 5. Job 12, 7. The products of the earth. Naram 1, 4. Inanimate things. Genesis 4, 10. Kingdoms, countries, and states. Psalm 45, 12. Human actions, etc., attributed to things, etc. Genesis 18, 20. Psalm 85, 10. Anti-prosopopoia, or anti-personification. 2 Samuel 16, 9. Persons represented as inanimate things. Anthropopatheia, or condescension. Genesis 1, 2, 8, 21. Psalm 74, 11. Jeremiah 2, 13. Hosea 11, 10. Ascribing to God what belongs to human and rational beings, irrational creatures, or inanimate things. Antimetatheae single quote cyst. Or, dialogue. 1 Corinthians 7, 16. A transference of speakers. As when the reader is addressed as if actually present. Association. Or, inclusion. Acts 17, 27. When the speaker associates himself with those whom he addresses, or of whom he speaks. Apostrophe. Or, apostrophe, when the speaker turns away from the real auditory whom he is addressing to speak to another, who may be God. Nehemiah 6, 9. Men. 2 Samuel 1, 24, 25. Animals. Joel 2, 22. Inanimate things. Jeremiah 47, 6. Parekbasis. Or, digression. Genesis 2, 8-15. A temporary turning aside from one subject to another. As to subject matter, metaverses, or transition. 1 Corinthians 12, 31. A passing from one subject to another. Epinortusis, or correction. John 16, 32. A recalling of what has been said in order to substitute something stronger in its place. Ampidiordosis, or double correction. 1 Corinthians 11, 22. A correction setting right both hearer and speaker. Atakasis, or regression. As to time, prolepsis, ampliatio, or anticipation. Hebrews 2, 8. Anticipating what is going to be, and speaking of future things as present. As to feeling, pathopoia, or pathos. Luke 19, 41, 42. The expression of feeling or emotion. Atesmos, or urbanity. Anna emeni single quote cyst, or recalling. Romans 9, 3. An expression of feeling by way of recalling to mind. Benedictio, or blessing. Genesis 1, 22, 28. Matthew 5, 3-11. an expression of feeling by way of benediction or blessing. Urche, or prayer. Isaiah 64:1-2, an expression of feeling by way of prayer, curse, or imprecation. Perinetikon, or exhortation. 1 Timothy 2, an expression of feeling by way of exhortation. Oonismos, or wishing. Psalm 55:6, an expression of feeling by way of wishing or hoping for a thing. Theoumismos, or wondering. Romans 11:33, an expression of feeling by way of wonder. Bsm single quote. Simos, or exaltation. Zephaniah 3:14, calling on others to rejoice over something. Asterismos, or indicating. Psalm 133:1, employing some word which directs special attention to some particular point or subject. Ekpo any single quote. Sis, or exclamation. Romans 7:24, an outburst of words prompted by emotion. Aporia, or doubt. Luke 16:3, an expression of feeling by way of doubt. Epiteme single quote. Sis, or reprimand. Luke 24:25, an expression of feeling by way of censure, reproof, or reproach. Eleutheria, or candor. Luke 13:32, the speaker, without intending offense, speaks with perfect freedom or boldness. Anacti single quote. Sis, or indignation. Genesis 3:13, Acts 13:10, an expression of feeling by way of indignation. Aposioxis, or detestation. Deprecatio, or deprecation. Exodus 32:32, an expression of feeling by the way of deprecation. Diasermos, or raillery. Matthew 26:50, tearing away disguise, and showing up a matter as it really is. Cataplexis, or menace. Exodenismos, or contempt. 2 Samuel 6:20, an expression of feeling by way of contempt. Maledictio, or imprecation. Isaiah 3:11, expression of feeling by way of malediction and execration. The single quote. Isis, or adjuration. Deuteronomy 4:26, an expression of feeling by oath or asseveration. Chiasmos, or mocking. Psalm 2:4, an expression of feeling by mocking and jeering. As to argumentation. Aotesis, or interrogating. Genesis 13:9. Psalm 35:10, the asking of questions, not for information, or for an answer. Such questions may be asked, 1, in positive affirmation, 2, in negative affirmation, 3, in affirmative negation, 4, in demonstration, 5, in wonder and admiration, 6, in rapture, 7, in wishes, 8, in refusals and denials, 9, in doubts, 10, in admonition, 11, in expostulation, 12, in prohibition or dissuasion, 13, in pity and commiseration, 14, in disparagement, 15, in reproaches, 16, in lamentation, 17, in indignation, 18, in absurdities and impossibilities, 19, double questions. Dialogismos, or dialogue. Isaiah 63:1-6. When one or more persons are represented as speaking about a thing, instead of saying it to oneself. Diurnia, or an animated dialogue. Aphimtio, or affirmation. Philippians 1:18. Emphasizing words to affirm what no one has disputed. Negatio, or engation. Galatians 2:5. A denial of that which has not been affirmed. Axismus, or apparent refusal. Matthew 15:22-26. So named because it is an apparent or assumed refusal. A.E. ligature. Theologia, or cause shown. Romans 1:16. Rendering a reason for what is said or done. Antisagogie, or counter-question. Matthew 21:23-25. The answering of one question by asking another. Anastrophe, or retort. Anticatechoria, or tu quoque zeci 1825. Retorting upon another the very insinuation or accusation he has made against us. Metus station sis, or count the blame 1 Kings 1817, 18. A transferring of the blame from oneself to another. Anacono sis, or common cause 1 Corinthians 4:21. An appeal to others as having interests in common. Sinecho resist, or concession Habakkuk 1:13. Making a concession of one point in order to gain another. Epitrope, or admission Ecclesiastes 11:9. Admission of wrong, in order to gain what is right. Paramologia, or confession. Prutherpeia, or conciliation Matthew 19:16. Conciliating others, by way of precaution, because of something we are about to say. Prodiortosis, or warning. Porinodia, or retracting Revelation 2:6. Approval of one thing after approving for another thing. Prolepsis, occupatio, or anticipation. Answering an argument by anticipating it before it is used. Open. When the anticipated objection is both answered and stated, Matthew 3:9. Closed. When the anticipated objection is either not plainly stated or not answered, Romans 10:18. Return to main index page.